Blog Talk Radio.
Check 1-2. Good afternoon, Fastlane Sports Nation. Welcome to the show, and welcome. We are live from Jennerstown Speedway, as you can hear behind me. These street stocks are currently on track, running their first of two heats right now. We've already had the Fast Fours have already been out there, as well as the Chargers. They've ran their heats. But right now, the street stocks are on course, running their first heat. But we are live at Jennerstown Speedway. Ladies and gentlemen, this is exciting. It is championship night tonight here. So we are excited to bring all of the action to you live on Facebook and Twitter. And we are coming to you live right now, of course, on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in. Keep it tuned in right here for the next 35 to 40 minutes. We'll be breaking down how tonight's going to look and a little bit of dirt racing across the country. We'll see where things are shaping up with the All-Stars and the World of Outlaws. Keep it tuned right here to the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. Let's go!
On the SNS Radio Network, this is the Fastlane Sports Show. And now, your host, Pete Tonic. This is the Fastlane Sports Show presented by Ultralight Railway Brake Sticks. And we are coming to you live from the Mobile 357 Woodworks Studios here at beautiful Jennerstown Speedway Complex. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to us now, that means it's the weekend.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. That's right. It is the weekend, and it's another Saturday, and we are coming to you live from Jennerstown Speedway today. It is championship night here at the racetrack. All five divisions are running. The street stocks are on the course now, running their second heat race, preparing for tonight's feature. And it has been a great night so far. The sun is shining. It's a little chilly, but it's nice out. Beautiful weather. If you're going to come out to the racetrack, if you haven't made it out yet, make sure you grab that hoodie or jacket, because it is starting to get chilly. We're looking at the sun dipping down behind the trees now off of turn 4, right there on the front stretch. So the sun is going down now, and it is starting to get a little chilly. So make sure you bring your hoodie or jacket. But yes, it is championship night here at Jennerstown Speedway. And we are here to bring you all of the action live all night. We're doing the show right now on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. But we will be coming to you live from Twitter and Facebook all night to keep you up to date on how things are going. And the point battles tonight are tight. And a few of these divisions, boy, I'll tell you what, in the late model division here at Jennerstown, you've got Ohio native. You know, we might be a little biased, but we might be cheering on Mr. Albert Francis of Painesville, Ohio. He drives that number 33 in the late model. He leads the points right now over past Jennerstown track champion Barry Audi. He only leads by 6 points, and last year's late model track champion here at Jennerstown, Teddy Gabala, is in third, and he's only 9 points back. So that battle is a three-way battle tonight for the championship in the late model series. Jared Barclay and Gary Wiltrout round out the top five in that series. Also tonight in the modified, we have Anthony Aiello of Pennsylvania. He is leading the modifieds over RJ DeLapp by 26 points, just 26 points. Tom Golic in third, just 34 points back in that one as well. In the street stocks, again, it's another close one in the street stocks. You've got a driver of the number 113 car, Casey Flegel from PA. He leads Aaron Van Fleet, which let me look here real quick. I'm pretty sure, yeah, Aaron Van Fleet was the track champion in 2019 of the street stocks. So Casey is leading Aaron by 6 points coming into tonight. So a very tight battle, and for the championship tonight here at Jennerstown in the street stocks, Mel Wilt from PA is 50 points back in third, Angie Kimberly fourth, and Jeff Barclay rounds out the top five in the street stocks. Also tonight running is the Fast Fours here at Jennerstown. And in that number 12 car, Jeff Vasos of Stoystown, Pennsylvania, he is currently leading, and pretty sure he's got the points wrapped up. He has 61 points over Evan Nybert, who is in second, Michael Saller third, Jason Fulton fourth, and Jason Truscott rounds out the top five in the Fast Four division there. And then on to the Chargers, the final class running tonight here at Jennerstown for a championship. Mr. Dale Kimberly, I believe he's got it wrapped up as well. He is a multi-champion here at Jennerstown Speedway in that Charger division. Driver, that number 22 Chargers from Suttersville, Pennsylvania. He's got a 64-point gap over Kyle Burkholder, the number 27 car. Will Heminger in third, Bob Mosteler in fourth, and Steven Singo in fifth, rounding out the top five in that Chargers class. So that is how the points look so far for the top five in each division of tonight. They are all running. Again, this is the championship night here at Jennerstown. So if you have not made it out, if you're listening to the show and you have not made it out yet, if you live close, They've just started running heats. We're only in the street stock heat, the second street stock heat so far. We've got a couple more heats to run in a couple other divisions, so you still got time to make it before the features start. It's looking like the features are probably going to be sometime around 7:30, maybe 7:45, it looks like. So you've got time to make it out. The only thing you're missing right now is some great heat racing action on the track. So you've got plenty of time. Come on out to Jennerstown Speedway now. It's a beautiful racetrack. If you've never been, it's a half mile oval asphalt track here in the Laurel Highlands part of Pennsylvania. Beautiful, beautiful area. Gorgeous weather so far today. The sun has now about dipped down behind the trees off of turn four. So with that sun going away, it's starting to get a little chilly out now. So you definitely want to have a hoodie or a jacket for the rest of the night. But keep it tuned right here, because we will be coming to you live for the next few minutes here on the Flicks and Sticks Radio Network. And obviously be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be coming to you live from there as well. But keep it tuned right here. When we come back, we'll take a look at some of the dirt racing that's going on last night and today. And we'll break that down as far as the World of Outlaws and the All-Stars. So keep it tuned right here to the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. We'll be right back.
.357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at .357 Woodworks. .357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at .357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at .357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847. For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moment. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man.
This is Fastlane Sports Show presented by Ultralight Railway Breakstick. We are in the mobile 357 Woodworks Studios here at beautiful Jennerstown Speedway in the Laurel Highlands of Pennsylvania. and we are coming to you live. And it's been a great day so far. We got to the track early today, got set up in our beautiful mobile studios that we've got here. It's just in the back of my truck. Just on the tailgate of the truck with a canopy over. Very old school feeling, though. You know, the way guys used to show up at the tracks with their pickup trucks and just working out the back of their pickup trucks. So very old school for us, but no. We've been here since about 2:30, got set up, walked around the track, took some pictures. They ran some practice laps, did their opening ceremonies, had a beautiful opening ceremonies for some veterans. They had some motorcycle guys here, took the flag around the track during the national anthem, and honored a bunch of veterans from this area in pre-race ceremony. So that was really cool to see. We've got pictures up on Twitter. You can follow our Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We'll be posting pictures all night and over the next few days as I get them uploaded. I'm just one guy. So I try and run all the accounts myself. But yeah, so thanks for tuning in. We are live from Jennerstown Speedway. It is championship night, and there's some close battles for championships. But, you know, let's take a look at some dirt race. I'm going to try and talk dirty with you guys by myself. I don't know what they call that when you do talking dirty by yourself. But I'm going to try. So we had the All-Stars run last night. They were at Williams Grove Speedway. And we saw Mr. Aaron Rutzel pick up another win on the year. He now has 8 wins on the year in that All-Star Circuit of Champions series. He leads Corey Eliason now by 74 points. They've only got a few races left there at Lincoln Speedway tonight. And then they come back to Ohio to visit Eldora. And they'll be racing at Eldora on the 26th of September. So just a few races left there for Corey to try and catch up. He's got tonight at Lincoln and then Eldora in a few days. So Corey will be doing what he can. But with Aaron winning last night, I'm going to guess that that just about seals up the championship for Aaron in that All-Star Series. Yeah, he does lead Corey by 74 points. He's got a huge lead over Zeb. Zeb in third, 486 points back. So really the battle was between Aaron and Corey, but I think Aaron just about has that wrapped up with his 8 wins. Corey does have 3 wins, though, on the year. And sitting ninth in points, if it matters, is Kyle Larson with 12 wins in that series this year. And he actually came in third last night at Williams Grove, but the All-Stars are in Lincoln Speedway tonight, racing there in Abbottstown, PA. So you can follow them on Twitter. They do a pretty good job of keeping everybody updated throughout the night. You can follow them there on Twitter to see who wins tonight. And then looking at the World of Outlaws last night, they were in Lawton Speedway, Lawton, Oklahoma. And Mr. Darren Pittman, back in the news. He was. We talked about him earlier in the week. He made that announcement where he said some things are going to change for him next year in 2021. And then a few days ago, he made the announcement of what he was going to be doing. And then he goes out and he wins. So he wins last night in the World of Outlaw there at Lawton Speedway. So congratulations to Darren Pittman on the win. Now, looking at the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, the NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car Series, Brad Sweet still leading the points. Now, the points have been going back and forth all year long, but right now Brad Sweet is in the lead. He has a 16-point lead over Shark Racing Logan Schuhart in the 1S there. He has 16 points behind Brad Sweet. Brad Sweet does have 8 wins on the year. Logan Schuhart with 5 wins. Sitting in third is Donnie Schatz. He's 88 points back. He's got 3 wins on the year. And finally, moving up a spot. Now, it's not first place or second,
But moving up to fourth from that fifth place spot, which seems like he's been stuck in all year, is Mr. Sheldon Houdenshield in that 17 NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car. He has moved up to fourth place now. He has been stuck in that fifth place all year, and it seems like he's been 100 points back from the leaders all year. He's still 108 points back out of first, but he has moved up to fourth. He jumped over Carson Macedo, who's now in fifth. But Sheldon getting a win last weekend again, and that gives him five on the year. And at the beginning of the season, I told Christine, I said, y'all better watch out for Sheldon, because some of these other guys, you know, they're older guys of the sport, and Sheldon's that young blood coming up through the ranks, and he's making a name for himself. He's been doing this a long time. It runs in the family blood. He comes from a long line of racers. His dad, Jack, still races with the All-Stars, with the World of Outlaws. Every now and then he'll show up at Wayne County Speedway. But Jack Houdenshield still racing as well. So Sheldon comes from that long line of racers, but he has moved up to fourth place in the points, still 108 back. But he's got five wins on here. So congrats to you, Sheldon. Maybe we'll see you in victory lane tonight. The Outlaws are racing tonight. It is the Texas Outlaw Nationals in Devil Bowl Speedway there in Mesquite, Texas. That is tonight. So we'll be watching that closely to see if Mr. Sheldon can win tonight. So that is pretty much the dirt racing in a nutshell for now. We're going to go ahead and take another quick break. When we come back, we'll update you on how things are looking so far here at Jennerstown with the heat races. We'll let you know what it's going to look like for the features coming up later on. So keep it tuned right here to the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. We'll be right back after this break. For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man. Let's get to it.
Living in the northeast part of the country, we all know how dirty our cars can get during the winter. Between the road grime and salt, our cars look terrible. Don't spend your weekend or money at those touch-free car washes. Instead, take your car to Dan's Detailing. Dan takes the hassle out of getting a clean, showroom new-looking car. Visit him on Facebook or call 330-321-7974 to get a wash scheduled today. Dan will get that ride clean and looking new inside and out. He also specializes in ceramic coating, which will rejuvenate and renew that high gloss shine. Just minutes south of Cleveland, call today and tell him you heard about Dan's Detailing on the Fast Lane Sports Show.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Again, we are live at Jennerstown Speedway. Thank you for tuning in on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. We have, looks like, the first late model heat is on the track. This is the final. This is the final group of cars. Not group. It's the final. Division of cars, the late models. There are actually three heats tonight for the late models. Each heat, I believe, has six cars. There are 18 cars here for the late models tonight. I think I counted up 67 cars here tonight between all five classes. So that is awesome to have that many cars here tonight at Jennerstown Speedway. I'm going to try and go mobile here for a little bit because we've still got about an hour and a half of airtime left for this go around. So I'm going to attempt to maybe go mobile. If not, you might hear some dead air for a minute. But we'll try and let everybody know when we're coming back on. I'm also going to try and do some Twitter lives. So we'll have to let you know, but we're gonna go walking around because we've only got a couple of left, and then we're gonna have a quick intermission, and then we'll be running all of the features after that. So keep it tuned to our Facebook and Twitter for sure. But make sure you subscribe to us here on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network because whenever we do go live, you will get a notification about it and you can tune right in. So thank you for tuning in to this part. We will be back in just a little bit. For up-to-date stuff, though, be sure to look for us and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And we'll be coming to you guys live all of the rest of tonight. And we'll definitely be back on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network later tonight after all the racing is done. And we'll break down how things went. So stay tuned, everybody. Thanks for tuning in this time. We'll talk to you guys in just a few minutes. All right? We'll see you guys live on Twitter. Till then, for everybody here at the show, see ya.